From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Secretary of State John Kerry says that the Islamic State group is guilty of genocide. Speaking at the State Department on Thursday, Kerry said that Islamic State, or Daesh in its Arabic acronym, was guilty of crimes against ethnic and religious minorities in both Iraq and in Syria.
I say this even though the ongoing conflict and lack of access to key areas has made it impossible to develop a fully detailed and comprehensive picture of all that Daesh is doing and all that it has done.
The genocide declaration means the United States would prosecute any Islamic State member in its territory. It does not obligate any specific American action against the terror group in Syria or Iraq. The last State Department designation of genocide was in 2004 by Secretary of State Colin Powell in response to murders and mass rapes in Sudan's Darfur region. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has criticized Russian President Vladimir Putin, saying that Russia's intervention in Syria prolonged the civil war and did not help in the fight against the Islamic State group. Carter made the statement to the U.S. Senate Armed Services Committee Thursday.
Russia said it was coming into Syria to fight ISIL, but that's not what it did. Instead, their military has only prolonged the civil war, propped up Assad, and as of now, we haven't seen whether Russia retained the leverage to find a diplomatic way forward.
Russian President Vladimir Putin announced a partial withdrawal of his country's forces from Syria on Monday, saying that all of Russia's objectives had been achieved. Since then, Russian media have shown videos of a steady departure of Russian warplanes from Syria. This